5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Hi everyone.
大家好，我是爆炸头 Alex.
I am yellow background Jerry.
他在悉尼为大家广播。欢迎大家收听五分钟英语第四集。今天在我们的微信公众号里回复4044就可以看到我们今天的文稿了。
So, Woolix, did you hear what my boss said?
他难道又拿你的那个性取向说事儿了？
Yeah, like how you always do, obviously.
这不是很正常吗？
He said that you didn't structure the report exactly according to the instructions that were left before you went to China. So now I have to redo it and restructure everything.
他应该不是这么说的吧？我们写的这个稿子不是结果都 不都是一样的吗？照做不就行了吗？
Yeah, but...
Everything is the same.
Yeah, but like my structure is easier to understand. I don't know. Sometimes I don't understand how he always wants to do everything by the books. It's really annoying sometimes.
你刚才说这个 everything by the books 是按照书上的东西来做是吧？
Yeah, kind of. It basically means doing something strictly according to the rules.
To do something by the books, 它就是说 step by step, 按照这个 rules,
yes,
或者是like your
manual
去做一件事情。我这话说的真他妈装逼。
Okay,
就说要一步一步跟着规矩，或者是跟着你什么指导手册这种去做一件事情，就是 to do something by the books。这个 books 不是指一本书，而是指的是就是规章制度啊 ，rules 啊。A structure 这种
，Yes, that's right.
其实就说一个人太默，好听点就是按部就班，不好听的话就是叫墨守成规。
Yeah, yes, yes. So yeah, exactly. So it can be good or bad, I guess. I mean, if you go by the books, it means you're very good at doing things step by step and following the rules.But it can also mean that you're inflexible and you can't adapt to the changing environment. So,
对
yes.
对，就是看不同的情况，或者不同的人，或者你想怎么说他，对吧？
Yes, that's right.
Go by the books 就可以指一个人很死板，墨守成规，也可以说是一个人很规矩。
Yes.
对吧？
That's right. So, no, seriously, like...I've used every trick in the book to try and convince him to do it my way, but he's just too stubborn, you know?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
哎，你这个有什么 trick, 什么东西？
Oh, I have many tricks.
Use everything trick in the books.
Yes.
In the book. 这是什么东西啊？
So, using...
哎，对 stubborn 是什么东西？我这个是真不知道。
Okay, so stubborn is like...Not willing to change their opinion about something. So not willing to change.
就是
很固执。
Oh.
Yes.
So how about the use every trick in the book?
So used every trick in the book just means I've tried everything I can. So I've used all the tricks in the book, but it doesn't work. So I've tried everything, but it doesn't work.
哎，是不是有点像I try my... 哦，不对。I will try my best 是一个将来式。
Yeah.
我会尝试我各种方法，但成功不成功不知道。
Yeah, exactly.
但是 I've used every trick in the book. 它是说我已经做了很多很多很多尝试了，但是
Yes.
It's not work.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
Trick 这个词其实不太好翻译，对吧 Jerry?
Yeah.
Trick 也可以说是一个小技巧，一个手法，或者是比如说那个魔术师表演魔术时候，它的一个点。就是一个 trick, 哎，他看他怎么把这个牌变掉的。所以这个 used by trick in the book 就是把所有的小技巧、小方法都试过了，但是不行。
Yeah, exactly.
对吧
？Essentially,、yeah, that's right. Yeah, like for example, you can say,、you know, the computer is broken, and I've tried every trick in the book, but I couldn't fix the computer. You know, I've tried everything, but
这是智商问题，需要充值。
Shut off.
Okay.
Why do you sound so happy, huh?
我一直在等我们今天这个题目，你知道 ，Reading girls like an open book No, you can read boys like an open book. I can't.
Yeah, you can't because you're not a boy. You're a lady boy. That's why you don't understand boys. 无话可说了吧？无话可说了吧？
We can read Jerry like an open book, cause Jerry open his mind, open his heart to everyone.
No.
好了 ，Jerry， 那这个 read somebody like an open book， 这个到底是什么意思啊？
It means that it's very easy to know what they are thinking or feeling. So it's very easy to like see through them.
就是非常容易看清他，是吧？看清楚他。
Yeah, so it's easy to figure out, so they can't hide their thoughts and emotions. So if you look at this person, you know that they're angry or they're upset or they're, you know, you can understand what they're thinking very easily. They can't, they're very bad.
那我们可以说，比如说I can read Jerry like an open book, or 你可不可以说Jerry is easy to read like an open book?
Yeah, you can say both, I guess. You can say someone's easier to read, or you can say you can read them like an open book, right?
我们今天复习一下啊，我们今天讲了哪些东西？我们今天讲了
doing something by the books,
就是 step by step.
Yes,
follow the rules.
That's right.
结果还是等于没有讲，因为就像我以前小时候查字典，老师一天到晚说你要用英文字典去查英文单词，查了英文单词发觉这个解释里面有好几个单词不认识。
Yes, it is a chain effect, right?
Do something by the books, 它就是说墨守成规，或者也可以说是循规蹈矩，也可以说是按部就班。
Yes, whatever Alex said.
中文真的是博大精深啊。
What about, we talked about using every trick in the book.
Using every trick in the book. 它的意思就是I have tried my best, but it's not works.
That's right, that's right.
就是尝试了各种办法，但是不成功。
Yes, that's right.
还做什么？
And what about reading Woolick's like an open book?
这个好像也是的，我什么东西都放脸上，一看我开心就是开心，不开心就是不开心，就是你能把一个人看透。
Yes.
把一个人能看透，你就是 read somebody like an open book.
Yes.
好了，那今天我们节目就到这里了，我们明天见。
Alright, that's all we have today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Jerry,
yo,
我们昨天那个问题非常的污啊。Yeah, what is 6.9?
6.9.
对我来说是一样的。
No, very different.
What's the different?
So. 6.9 is 69 stopped by a period.
Jerry, you are so lame.
How is that lame?
Why? It's so lame. 6.9 is 什么? 6.9 就是69当中放一个。
It's a period.
点。
So the dot is called a period in English as well. Do you know Americans? They always say, I don't believe you, period. I'm not listening to you, period. The period is actually the full stop.
哦，我，你知道以前有个相声，领导。我懂你意思了，它其实还是有一种一语双关的感觉在里面。
Of course, everything is 一语双关。
好，那今天我们的问题是什么 ，Jerry？ 今天的问题污不污？不污不要说。
那我就不说了。
啊，不污、啊、！Come on, you girl.
All right. Today's question is: How do you keep a blonde girl busy for a few days?
How do you keep a blonde girl busy for a few days?Blonde girl 就是金发小姑娘嘛。
Yes.
对吧？哎 ，blonde girl 也可以叫 blondie 吧。
I don't know. I think so. Not really sure about that one.
你是假澳洲人，你他妈什么都不知道。问你什么 ？I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right.
哎 ，How do you keep a blonde girl busy for a few days? 这他妈中文是什么？你怎么让一个金发姑娘忙一段时间啊
？Yeah, that's a bit of an awkward translation. Hey.
Awkward translate 什么玩意儿
I guess I think you can say like I don't know keep someone busy 就是让他能忙一阵、让他给他点事情做
你怎么让一个金发姑娘忙一阵那要知道 How do you keep a blonde girl busy for a few days 不要忘了收听明天的每日五分钟英语我觉得我们每日五分钟英语都快成为黄段子集锦了
Well, that's your fault.
英语黄段子集锦。
Okay.
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目或者给我们点赞以资鼓励，欢迎大家能够转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。如果大家对我们的节目有什么意见或者建议，或者是想找我们聊聊的话，可以加我们的微信公众号。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟一，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。